Hello, everybody. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. You know, the believers have a voice.
That's right.
And in fact, back when we were praying about what to call our radio broadcast, I heard that just as plain. The believers have a voice because the Word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. And we talk a whole lot about words around here.
Yeah,
praise God. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is Southwest Arkansas, where we have a gorgeous prayer cabin and another prayer cabin and another prayer. We got cabins all over this place. Hey, Gloria.
Hi, Kenneth.
Good morning.
They might be interested to know these are antique cabins.
Yeah, they are. They're the real thing.
They're put together long at a time.
Long, long, long time ago.
Yeah.
This one, both the house and this cabin here are well over 100 years old. I don't know what the age of that one is, but from looking at it and the way it's constructed and everything, it's got to be about the same.
The
same vintage. Father, we thank you today for your word.
Praise God.
We thank you that you're our healer, Lord Jesus. You went everywhere in all of their villages. You went in their synagogues, teaching, preaching, and healing. And that's what we're here to do today, because you spoke to us and said, do healing for 2 weeks. So we're doing healing, Jesus. Praise God. And we thank you, and we give you praise and honor. And we do so in your glorious name. Thank you.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles again today to our golden text, which is in the fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs, and beginning with the 20th verse. Now, this is God's prescription, and I got a reason for saying this. This is God's prescription for healing. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. When Jesus was preaching on the earth, when the Apostle Paul was preaching on the earth, when Peter and John and James and Philip and Luke, when all of these were preaching on the earth. Let me show you something here. This is all the Bible they had.
Yeah.
I want you to get this now. You need to get the impact of this. That early church, the body of Christ was 10 years old before they thought that anybody but a Jew could be saved. They didn't know that until the Spirit of God sent for Peter down to Cornelius' house. That is 10 years after the day of Pentecost. So I want you to get the impact of this. This was all the Bible that they had for a long time. So now, healing all the way through this whole covenant. God provided healing for His people.
Yes,
walk in my commandments and statutes and do those things that are right in my eyes. Amen. Serve the Lord thy God. I'll bless you bread and water and take sickness from the midst
amen.
Of you. And the length of your days I'll fulfill. We're going to get into that here
That's
in just
important.
A moment. God's will to heal. I wanted you to see that. Yeah, somebody said, but that was just for the Jews. No, it wasn't. It was for Cornelius and his house. So it moved. Here, the impact of this is this. The reason a lot of these things here in the first covenant are not repeated again in the new is because the people that started this already knew the old.
Yeah.
And the glory to God.
That's interesting.
I want you to get a hold of that.
Mm-hmm.
But because the new one is a better covenant with better promises, which includes all of the promises of the old, but none of the curse. That's the difference between the two. Now then, this is God's prescription. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them, what? Them words. Bad grammar, but that's not depart from your eyes. Keep them in your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life. These words are life. Let me remind you, the eighth chapter of the book of Romans. There is therefore now. Say now.
Now.
Now. Now. Now. Now. Now. Now. Now. Every time you say now, it upgrades. You can't say now in the past. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Why, Brother Paul? Because the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life, in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death and all sickness, all disease, all calamity, everything, the whole curse, everything that has ever harmed or injured a human being on this planet did not come from God. It came from that curse when Adam committed high treason, glory to God, and the law of the Spirit of life. Sickness and disease is under the law of sin and death. You can't move it under the law of life because life eradicates
and
death.
Yes.
I'm talking about the life of God, and we just saw it right there. They are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Now then, I want us to go.
Ken, let me say something about verse 20 that I just see here in the margin of my Bible. Nope. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings, and let them not depart from your eyes. And I've got written in the margin of my Bible, the law of receiving is giving your attention.
Mm-hmm.
The law of receiving is attend to it. Give your attention to the word. It's healing and health to all your flesh.
Well, that's what attend means.
A law of receiving. Attention.
And
let them not depart from your eyes.
What you pay attention to is what you believe, and what you believe is what you say, and what you say is what you have.
That's right.
And say that again to me, Lord. Attend to it, to put it first. And thank you, Lord. Let them not depart.
Yeah.
Don't let them get away from you.
That's right.
You have to pay attention to them. Amen. Charles Capp said, we're so broke we couldn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Now the key here and what we're dealing with primarily is God's will to heal. You remember, let's look over here in the book of Matthew right quick. In the Matthew chapter 8, verse 2, and we're going to talk about this later. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. Behold, there came a leper, worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Now, how are you going to find out? You have to find it out from the Word. That's the reason you have to pay undivided. That's what the Lord said there a minute ago. Undivided attention.
Undivided.
You don't mix it with something else.
No.
Yeah, but so-and-so said. I don't care what so-and-so said. I want to know what the Word of God says, because that's what God said.
That's right.
What he says in his word is his will. I heard Brother Hagin say one time, how and why anyone could have the idea that God would promise something in His Word that He didn't want you to have, I don't know. That just makes no sense at all. And like the guy said, if it don't make sense, the government did it. Yeah, it sure wasn't God.
That's Amen. Right.
Another fellow said, if it don't make sense, money's behind it. Well, yeah, amen. Now, I want you to notice what Jesus said. Jesus put forth His hand and touched Him, saying, I will. Mm-hmm. Now listen, is Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever? Yes. Now, what did He say when He was on the earth? I didn't come to do my own will. I came to do the will of the Father. I came to do the will of the One who sent me. In summarizing His ministry, He said, I only say what I hear Him say, and I only do what I see Him do. And He never turned anybody down for healing. He never told anybody to wait. He never told anybody to know, and no told anybody no. And all the way through the book of Acts, all the way through the rest of the New Testament. It's not in there. There's no apostle, nobody else that ministered healing ever said, no, you got to wait a while. No, we're going to teach you something out of this. It's not in there.
No,
so don't try to make it say something it doesn't say. Now then, let's go through how to get so excited about this. I got this 101 things God said about His will to heal. I got this from Keith Moore. Glory to God. And his big book on God's will to heal.
That's 30, excellent. Everybody ought to
30
get that.
Reasons why we, Bible reasons why we know it's God's will to heal today. Now, how do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? Makes little difference what others say about it. What did He say about it? Remember, God is no respecter of persons, and He never changes. So what He said to them yesterday, He's saying to you today, God's Word is God speaking to me. It's God's Word speaking to you. I remember many years ago, I heard John Osteen say, this is my Bible.
Yeah.
This is God speaking to me. And whatever it says I have, I have. Whatever it says I can do, I can do. Amen. That's faith in His Word. If you have faith in His Word, you have faith in God.
That's right.
If you have faith in God, you're going to have faith in His Word, because God and His Word are the same. And I'll say to you again, faith begins where the will of God is known. Let's take financial prosperity, for instance. It's been preached for years and years and years that God didn't want anybody, particularly preachers, to have anything. We'll keep him broke, you keep him humble. Well, that's the most unscriptural thing. You can't find that in the Bible. So, number one, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Your days shall be 120 years, Genesis 6:3. You shall be buried in a good old age, Genesis 15:15. You shall come to your grave in a full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season, Job 5:26. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. I'll take sickness away from the midst of... Listen, you see what he said about the blood? Glory to God. We've overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the word of our confession of faith in God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whoa. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I'll fulfill. I'll not put any of the diseases you're afraid of on you. I'll take all sickness away from you. It'll be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. I turned the curse into a blessing unto you because I love you. Deuteronomy 23:5,
praise
Nehemiah 13:2. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Deuteronomy 28:61, Galatians 3:13. As your days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. I found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. Job 33, 24 and 25. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive from going down into the pit. Psalm 30, 1 and 2. I'll give you strength and bless you with peace. Psalm 29, 11. I will preserve you and keep you alive. Don't you love it? Psalm 41, 2. And every one of these say, that's me and I take it. I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I'll turn all your bed in your sickness. Psalm 41, 3. I am the health of your countenance and your God. Psalm 43, 5. No plague. Oh, no. Hey, Gloria, this is our dwelling. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. That's Psalm 91, 10. I will satisfy you with long life. Psalm 91, 16. I heal all your diseases. Psalm 103, 3. I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destruction. Psalm 107, 20. You shall not die but live and declare my works. Psalm 118, 17. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147, 3.
Praise you, Jesus.
The years of your life shall be many. Proverbs 4, 10. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Glory to God.
Praise
Anybody
God.
Out there with osteoporosis, osteopenia?
No, bones
are strong. Lay hold of that. Thank God. Listen
strong
to these
bone
scriptures. Hallelujah.
That's
listen
right.
to them.
There it
listen
is.
To them.
That's
praise
the title
God.
Deed right there.
Where was I? Okay, number 27. No, number 26. My words are life to you and health and medicine to all your flesh. Proverbs 4:22. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. My pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Proverbs 16:24. My joy is your strength, and a merry heart does good like a medicine.
Praise God.
Nehemiah 8:10 and Proverbs 17:22.
That doesn't say much for depression.
No. Hey, that's the way out of depression.
That's right.
I had to learn that. You can praise your way out of depression, and it won't take you 5 minutes. You get under that old sad thing, and nobody loves me. Oh, shut your mouth. Jesus loves you, and that doesn't take anybody else. That's more than
that's
enough.
Right.
That's one. That's more than enough.
That's right.
He sticks closer than a brother. He loves
praise
you. He
God.
Saved you. He poured his blood out for you. Just start shouting, glory to God, and just start laughing. Ha, 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 ha. And it'll come on you, glory, just like that old depression come on you. That depression is weak. It feels heavy. But you just say, just shout hallelujah, praise God one time, and it'll just like a bird flying out the window.
Praise God.
The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. Isaiah 32, 3 and 35, 5. The tongue of the dumb shall sing. Glory to God. The tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly.
Praise
Isaiah 35, 6 and 32, 4. The lame man shall leap as a hart or leap as a deer. Isaiah 35, 6. Have you ever seen a deer jump a fence? I tell you that's poetry in motion.
They're so agile. They're
just
so
I mean, it just like there's just nothing to it. Just sail over that fence. Hey, that's you and me.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. You jump up out of that wheelchair and boy, just go for it. Hallelujah. Well, I will when that power comes on me. It's on you now, sweetheart. You just do the jumping. God will do the healing.
Amen.
Like the man at Lystra.
Yeah.
He never walked in his life. And Paul perceived he had faith to be healed and hollered at him, get up!
Yeah. How did he get faith?
He heard the gospel.
He heard
what Paul preached.
Right.
Faith came by hearing and hearing by
That's
the
right.
word of God. The lame man shall leap as a deer. I will recover you and make you to live. I'm ready to save
praise
you.
God.
Isaiah 38, 16 through 20. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. Isaiah 40, 29. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40, 31 and 41, 10. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you and deliver you. Isaiah 46, 4. I bore your sicknesses, Isaiah 53:4. I carried your pains, Isaiah 53:4. Well, now, Brother Copeland, now how long? Till you're 120. God is, that is the time span that God said. That's the only time span that He said. 70 or 80 was a curse that the people said. We're going to die in the desert. We're going to die in the desert. We're going to die in the desert. And He said, they had to die because they refused to say what God said. They knew 120. They'd been taught that. Hallelujah. I bore your sicknesses. I carried your pains. I was put to sickness for you. Isaiah 53:10. With my stripes you are healed. Amen. Isaiah 53:5. I stood right there in front of my mirror this morning and said, yeah, glory to God. And I didn't feel healed at all, but I want you to know I'm healed and strong. Your light will break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily. I will restore health unto you. I'll heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Behold, I bring the city health and cure, and I'll cure you and reveal unto you the abundance of peace and truth. I'll bind up that which was broken and will strengthen that which was sick. Behold, I cause breath to enter into you and you will live, and I'll put my spirit in you and you will live, and wherever the rivers shall come shall live, and they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Seek me and you shall live. I have risen with healing in my wings. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
You notice he didn't say he was going to do that.
No, he said, I have.
That's right.
Amen. We're out of time.
Really?
Yeah, Gloria and I will be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.